We're doing fucking Weekend Dumb, baby!
Bam, 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 bam.
Coming to you live from the post-apocalypse apocalypse, it's your favorite Ava dropout, Jay West, here with another colleague of mine who also dropped out to the peer pressures of life once again, Mac East.
Ayo, it's me, Mac East, and you are not alone, people. We too watch this fucking movie.
God damn.
I guess
I'm so conflicted.
I guess it's called 1.11 for some reason.
No fucking reason.
Well, I don't know what's with the numbers on these movies. It just really makes it confusing.
It's more deep nonsense that doesn't matter.
So I'll say right off the bat, this movie didn't change too much in a way that I didn't. Like, I actually fucked with this. Like, I know it's going to go south, so it was hard for me to, like, really invest. But
right.
From what I saw change-wise, I actually like, they actually put in a few things that, like, are setting up things at the end that I know weren't set up before, you know what I mean? So, like the fucking Angel Kid, you actually him in this.
This movie has managed to make me hate every single character more than I already did.
Really?
I fucking hate them all. And I love watching, getting, like, really into it when watching Shinji get that fucking ass beat. It's my favorite thing on the planet now. I hate this.
You
like,
see?
The characters suck now. There's mad fan service, stupid shit. Yo, there's one shit. Yo, whatever. We'll get into it when we get into it. But goddamn, this shit gets me tight. But I also love it at the same time because it looks beautiful.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You've definitely watched all of this more than I have. But I didn't notice that many actual changes from the main story. Like, except for adding...
My man's voice is terrible. Oh. Shinji sounds like a bitch.
Bro, so here's something that I didn't go and look for, but I was watching it on my phone, and when you watch it on... Because this is on Prime. When you watch it on Prime, and you, like, pause it for a second, it gives you trivia. Apparently, this was shot... This is, like... So Funimation dubbed this first, and they used different voice actors. Then when Prime, I guess, bought it or whatever, they got the original voice actors to redub it their own way. And these are the original voice actors. My God, what a mistake. They all sound like shit.
Yo, it's bad. It was fucking bad. I hate it.
Yo, Shinji sounds so terrible. Yo, how about kid who ends up getting killed? He has like an old man voice. That shit was cracking me up.
Yo, oh, that's really fucking funny. An old man voice.
He was like, "Hey, this is for my sister," and he like punches Shinji. I'm like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
Dude, the slice of life shit sucks so much. But I also get it because from a fan base standpoint, it's like, you always wanted more behind the scenes of, like, what's going on, and this definitely gives you that. But I feel like it gives you all the wrong shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about, like, the circumstances that Shinji has to go through. Like, oh, there's this crazy duality. I'm fucking saving the city, but everyone hates me for it. That never happened.
So I was going to ask, because I guess maybe that's part of it, too, is I'm kind of having trouble seeing where they
are. Why is he in school? He's a government agent now. He like, that's his life.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I mean, that's in the original. He has those classmates, but that's what I was going to ask you, because there was a line where I was like, I don't remember that in the original, but maybe it was, where she's like, people are going to love you now, and then, like, it cuts to him getting punched in the gut. Now, I remember him getting punched by that kid.
Yeah.
But I don't remember her telling him everybody's going to love him. But maybe
I hate that. Like, and that's like, just, I don't know. They do a really good job of explaining the story and what's happening very shortly, but the way they do it, and when the way they explain it, it makes me hate the story.
I don't mind any of that stuff. What was throwing me off in this movie was the fact that it was told with this terrible voice acting. Masato, Jesus Christ.
Trash character, bro.
Bro, it's like she was losing her voice. Like, she couldn't even do it.
Like, sounds like she ate out of an ashtray.
Fucking brutal. Like, this...
Straight up nicotine vocal cords. What the fuck is that?
Like, respect for trying to get the old cast back, but maybe give them cameo roles or something. Like,
nah, but yo, my homegirl Masato, like, they really made her super slutty. Like, they were really getting the point across this time. Like, Not that, like, in the first one, we didn't know she was that bitch, but come on. Like, this is, that's that fan service, bro. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I can't fucking deal with it, especially when you take, like, my like one of my favorite characters. Like, that bitch is a badass. And now she's, like, all fucking, whatever. People enjoy it. People have fun with it. You need some comedy amongst all this darkness, but, like, god damn, it pisses me off.
I get what you're saying. This movie really didn't bother me much at all. Like, to me, it hit a lot of the same notes as the original, just with worse voice acting.
I hear you.
Better, visually. Jesus Christ, some of this shit looks beautiful.
Okay, so you see, now this is the positive side of the scale. This shit is amazing. Go ahead. No. Go.
Like, I like the original artwork a lot. Like, I like the colors. I like it's like get this grainy feel to it. But there's the point where the fucking, like, diamond angel comes through, and it looked fucking awesome. Like, I didn't like that angel in the original, but this one looked really fucking cool, man.
This shit was crazy looking. Yo, and I mean, especially for, like, all the, like, the vets of the series, watching the launch sequence, but, like, watching it proper with, like, the best special effects possible, like, the only thing that fucked that up for me was, like, the 1940-style Superman, like, kaiju theme song. Like, that shit was kind of whack. Like, it was. Those songs are stupid as fuck.
Nah, you're not wrong. Yeah. I don't
know. Like, why would you play that? Like, I get it for, like, that kaiju feel, but, like, god damn, that shit. Like, all the lights and the visualization of, like, you sinking into the Ava, like, that's something that you would want to know. Like, what does the pilot go through? Because we hear, like, that they get synchronized and shit, but now you actually see that shit, and that's dope.
Yeah, it's cool. I did think a lot of, like, I thought visually this was great. I was actually really impressed with a lot of it, because I wasn't expecting it to be, because like I said, I love the original, so I was like, how much better could it look without them, like, doing some stupid computer animation shit that I don't like? It's
fucking amazing,
God, but it looks good. It looks very good.
Yo, can we just get into my first problem of, like, the characters and shit with this fan service bullshit, son? There was the most unnecessary shot I have ever seen in my life with this fucking series. You dirty scumbags. You know who this is for. Son, this bitch Ray comes out on a gurney. They dump her on the floor, and she's just on the floor in this weird fucked up position, looking like she just got fucking gangbanged or something. And fucking they cut out to the fucking, what's his name, Gendo, just looking over her with the most sick, perverse face ever. What the fuck was the purpose of that shot,
bro? So I think what I got from that, because I don't remember her even being in this scene in the original.
It was not.
So, but I think what they were going for was fucking Shinji's pops dumped. He dumps that bitch in front of Shinji. And makes her get up all fucked up to be like, I'll fight, to, like, convince his son to fight, essentially. Because he knows Shinji, like, ain't gonna, which, again, we talked about it last time with the redone end. But Shinji's not gonna, like, let some bitch go do that shit while she's all fucked up. Like, he's gonna man the fuck up in that moment. And he does. So funny. But yeah, you're right. It's such a weird scene, but I was like, I guess he, because what we get a lot in this, like, movie is we get more of him pulling the strings. Like, there's also the part where he tells them, like, they got to get Rei and Shinji, like, to be closer. And then after that, they make him go, like, deliver the fucking key card. But he goes to, like, three different people to get to Shinji, like, but he's pulling the strings the whole time. In the original, that's not really a thing. So it looks like they're trying to make Shinji's dad, like, a little bit more of, like, a puppet master.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what they're doing here. I mean, it's a good job, because also, like, it's some explanation behind the shit that you wanted explained the first go around, but, you know.
And you gotta wonder, did he ask Rei to be naked when Shinji showed up?
Yo, that's, yo, that's more fan service nonsense. Yo, when she like vacuum, like they show the bitch naked and then they show her behind like the shadow with the pump suit. Like, why wouldn't you show her naked behind the curtain and then show the pump suit?
I don't know.
You know, you understand? Yeah. Like, this is, I get it. I'm whatever. They did it the way they did it, but I know who that's for, son.
Yeah, that scene was weird. I don't like the scene. Like, look, I've watched a lot of anime. That scene where Shinji falls on her and grabs her titty. That's like,
listen, bro, it's gonna get worse. Remember when you told me about Nami?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse, my man.
By the way, if they just keep cloning Rey, why are they keeping this bitch alive and in like...
To fuck with him.
Because she like rolls out with her one eye and she's all fucked up. And I'm like, just get a new one. Like, get a new Rey.
Yo, exactly. But they're doing this for emotional manipulation. Yeah, because they know... It's just so funny. He calls it out immediately. He's like, Dad, you don't love me. Why am I here? Yo, I was cracking up. Like, yo.
By the way, that is exactly what the voice acting sounds like.
Oh, you don't love me, Dad. I was fucking dying. Like, yo, he just broke the plot right here.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah,
and Gendo's like, you're right. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He's a piece of shit, bro. He's such a piece of shit.
But it's also really funny because if you think about it, like, your fate and everyone else's is tied to what you do. And everyone's just kind of looking at him like, yo, come on, don't be a bitch. But it's also like, yo, he's a child.
Yeah. Well, you know what the other thing is that you mentioned that they were going to get into this. I had asked the question, why the fuck did it need to be 14-year-olds?
But yep, there's going to, oh boy, but I can't
wait. Already see the foreshadowing in these movies where it's like 14 years is like a year after the fucking second, what you call it, impact. So they seem like these kids were bred for this or something.
Dog, it's about, listen, everything you knew, like for instance, fucking Adam on the moon with a fucking another fucking angel or whatever, ancestral one. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know, but I do like that they at least introduced him early this time because he shows up out of nowhere in the original.
I mean, yeah. But it's crazy that he's in contact with the Illuminati. Also, speaking of the Illuminati, very interesting shot when they killed the drill angel, right? That there's angelic blood being spilled all over the Illuminati period. Period. I mean, what? Fucking pyramid.
Oh.
That was very interesting to me. I was like, yo, it's being covered in angelic blood. That's symbolism for something.
Do they bleed this much in the original? Because there was blood everywhere. Kinda. Like,
dude, I love the fucking just the gushing of visceral matter everywhere. Dude, it's raining blood constantly.
Yo, when he... So, I love the fight with the Diamond Angel in this movie.
Yes.
But the first time he snipes the fucking angel, it bleeds like crazy. But it's like... it screams, too. It lets out this, like, crazy fucking scream.
And that was amazing.
But somehow it's still alive for whatever reason, even though he, like, seemed to hit it. I don't know.
That... Yo, the amount of electricity that was used... The amount of electricity being used and traveling through a physical space literally would have... everything would have been dead, bro.
Yeah.
Everything would have been dead. It's just... Literally, the amount of energy is like a nuke.
Yeah. And he fucking hit it pretty much right in the core. And somehow, whatever. He hits it twice instead. But
with that clap back?
Yeah.
That clap, yo, they should have been fucking dead.
Dude, I really, this fight was fun, man. Like, it wasn't like a straight up brawl or anything, but it was a lot of fun. The fucking, the beam this thing shoots is just, when it first hit Shinji, that shit fucked him up bad.
Yo, did you see the shout out to Shin Godzilla?
No.
Yo, when the first mountainside air defense shit goes off, and then you see the fucking that purple laser beam go in a circular motion and just wipe everything out and just start exploding everything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, man. Because, yo, he wrote Shin Godzilla.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. I also, here's another fact that I got from Amazon Prime's trivia. The number on the ID card for Shinji is like the fucking number for Star Trek Voyager or some bullshit. I don't know. So this guy, that's weird. This guy is some sort of Star Trek nerd or something, whatever. But yeah, I fucking, that's cool, man. Shin Godzilla was dope. I didn't even catch that.
I was fucking mad. I popped mad hard when I saw that. I was like, yo, I know what that is.
Also, it's beam like, was there's like this cross explosion thing going on, which is fucking cool,
man. I love that shit. That's yeah. the way the angels get down.
Yeah. Just,
yo, the first one?
Yeah.
Yo, he was fucking just touched downing with them shits. And also in N2, like that's the shit that got me mad. The first thing they do, like they're going to set off an N2, which is basically just a nuke.
Yeah.
This bitch bends over mad hard.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was tight. And just a casual nuke goes off that just devastates everything in existence except for this shit bucket car.
Yeah, that shit is wild. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Fucking insanity. I love it so goddamn much.
And fucking Shinji, speaking of, he's like living with her because he's like, I don't know, she takes a liking to him. And he's just running around with his little pee shot.
Yo. Yeah.
I don't even remember why.
She kind of wants it. It's kind of weird. Yo, if I was him, I'd be like, all right, if I pilot the Ava, you gotta let me hit. Because, like, I'm about to die. Like, I'm about to die. Just let's do it. She's into it. She's into it.
What was it that it's like that Make-A-Wish with the fucking Tiana Trump?
Oh, that kid, he asked Tiana Trump to give him head before he died of cancer.
It's kind of like,
a 17-year-old kid. Crazy.
Oh
yeah, yeah, man. That boy's thinking though.
Yeah, Shinji ain't.
Guilt you some fucking head.
But oh yeah, I didn't even think Asuka's showing up. That's gonna be a lot.
Oh yeah.
I think her voice actor's coming back too, because I read that she wanted to come back, but she's not in this movie. Yeah, so I mean overall I think this movie's cool. I can see why you're annoyed by it, and it's definitely not necessary, like at all. Like you could just watch the original and be fine. You don't need this fucking movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Cause it's like a retelling of the story with a lot of other shit.
Well, yes. Yeah. Like I said, it's a lot more foreshadowing, and it feels like it's fleshing the original story out a little more.
Yes.
But I don't, so, I don't have any faith that that's going to work out. So,
no, it does a good job, I think. The fights look amazing, and they're going to continue to look amazing, but there's going to be a lot of questionable shit that happens.
Oh, I mean, that's Ava at this point. I'm actually pretty...
No. You don't understand. You really don't get it yet. This is the funny part.
Yeah, because you've been talking about how, like, fucking off the walls this shit is, and I watched this movie, and I was like, this is, like, fine. Like, it was... You know, like I wasn't mad. I wasn't frustrated.
Yeah, no, don't worry. That's soon to come.
All right, I'm actually
excited. This is like, I thought the same thing. I was like, okay, I could rock with this. And then when it happens. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? But the one thing I will say, like that super positive, like everything in this looks fantastic. Like it is so goddamn beautiful and spectacular. But for me, the storyline, bleh.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm not seeing a major change here. I just, to me, I think in the original, I really like the human aspect. I don't like these voice actors. It's making it really hard to connect with the characters for me. Yo, they're like,
I really like watching Shinji cry out in pain.
They're like frustratingly bad voice acting. Like it's, yes. Oh my God. I like bad voice acting too, but this is like worse than that. I wonder, have these people been fucking voice acting for 20 years? Or are they like, did Ava and then dipped?
I feel like it's one of those situations where maybe there was an art director or like,
yeah.
I feel like they were told to talk like this, like try to sound like a kid.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Cause I mean, when you, 20 years is a lot on the voice, so he probably sounds manlier or dark, just, you know, life got him. Now he's trying to
life got him.
Now he's trying to do a kid voice at like 50, 60 years old. But yeah, overall, I think that's my major criticism was the voice acting. I think animation fine. I like the little additions. What about, let me ask you this, because this, I can't remember if this was in the original. Shinji's like being a bitch. He don't want to do it. He's like, you guys aren't sacrificing your life. It's just me. Fuck you, bitch. So she's like, yo, let me show you something. And she like takes him around. She shows him. Nah, this can't be in the original because they don't introduce.
It's not.
Nah, they don't introduce Lilith that soon.
No.
They go down, see Lilith, and she's like, yo, if they get anywhere near this thing, this whole place is going to blow up. We're all dead. She's like, so we all are putting our lives on the line just by hanging out here. Like, I thought that was like an interesting thing. I'm glad Lilith is like introduced a little sooner.
Right.
She looks fucking crazy looking. Like, I love it.
Yeah, the design is fucking insane. And also like how there's crosses at the each tip.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going for in terms of like religious references because, but whatever. It's interesting in itself. But that was an addition that I was like, I couldn't remember if it was there or not. But now, then as I was saying it, I was like, yeah, there's no way they show Lilith that early.
No, that whole scene, I don't think that went down like that.
No, I think Shinji gets in the Eva pretty quickly in the original. Like, in this one, he was being a real bitch about it already.
I mean, his dad don't fucking love him.
Whatever. Like,
yeah, dad, you don't love me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, his dad, oh my God.
He's a fucking, I don't like him either. Like, he's just way creepier in this go around.
Yeah, he's creepy with Rey. He's basically like, somehow he's got a magic cock. He's just like, all the women in this place, he's manipulating them with his leg.
I mean, yeah. There's like four people left on the planet. Oh, what did you think about the city being like retracted, like it goes down underground, and when it goes down underground, it's like upside down almost, like all the buildings are hanging.
I think the animation was cool on that. I think they showed it one too many times.
Yeah, they were kind of flexing with all the gear pieces, with everything.
So I see that's another one that I couldn't remember if it was in the original or not. Like, but I guess not, because this explains Tokyo 3 way more. Like, it's like, yeah. Because they mentioned in the original it's a battleground, but this actually shows you how that works. Like,
yeah, that shit looks sick as fuck. But I can't imagine all those moving parts. Like, how advanced of a civilization would you have to be to build that shit?
It's wildly impractical, too, man. Like, you're better off, like, putting a dome over the shit.
Dude, you saw the fucking million-meter cow that fucking machine... Dude, those bullets were the size of cars.
I know.
Holy shit. That was the milli.
But this
was like, get him a new rifle.
Yeah. Yo, when Shinji pops out, oh my God, he just gets blasted. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Yo, watching him just get his fucking shit rocked immediately will never get old to me.
Well, because they didn't even barely train this poor fucking kid. The first one, they don't train him at all. They're like, go. He's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
He's like, oh, my teacher said, like, he should have been teaching you judo or some shit. What the fuck?
Yo, that's another thing. Fight. That line was new, and I fucking hated it.
My teacher.
Yeah, he was like, you're not going to tell me anything, so I'm not going to ask any questions. She was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He was like, that's what my teacher told me.
It's like, yo, if you're this man's son and he knows you're going to have to do this, like, why wouldn't he just set you up down the line to, like, do this?
Yeah, because I don't know for sure, but I think that they were bred for this. I don't know why he, like, Asuka seems like she's been trained her whole life. Like, she knows all these languages. I mean, she seems like she's, like, combat ready. And this kid don't know
she's like a test tube baby, but like always fully matured and grown.
Yeah, she's like ready and Shinji's not, and I have to wonder also why. Like, even if a Commander Akari didn't want to raise the kid, like, you got him in some sort of school, put him in like a, like you said, like fucking martial arts or something.
It's kind of weird, like it almost feels like they want you to think like he enjoys this. Like, he's like, I'm just going to psychologically fuck my son just because I don't like him.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm pretty sure he does like fucking with his son. Like, he's such a fucking weirdo, man.
He just, like, yo, I guarantee you, if he could, he would shoot one of those rays in front of this man. Be like, yo, just shoot this bitch in the face. Look what you did. Look what you fucking did, Shinji.
And just no! fuck her. Just fuck her corpse.
Yo.
He's such a sick fuck. And he, yo, even in the original movies, like original show and shit, he never once shows an ounce of remorse. Like, he's such a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's like his thing.
So I'm actually liking him more in this because you, like I said, you can kind of see him a little more. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Like, he's a cool bad guy. Like, you know, he's a ends to the means as far as human existence goes, but he's also kind of a bad guy. So I like it.
Okay. That's a nice first impression of the remix of the original series.
I'm ready to hate the rest though, Jay. They're going to fuck Asuka up and I'm going to be pissed.
Yo, it's about to get fucking just, I don't know. Well, by the time, it's going to be interesting because I haven't seen the last film.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're going to see that fresh together.
Badass. Yeah. So you done with this movie?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with it. You know, the animation was fucking stunning and beautiful. The level of violence, amazing and gratuitous. The Ava Angel fights are fucking perfection. Anything that has to do with combat and special effects, this movie is over the fucking moon. I love it. Just, it's the storyline that sucks, but I could deal with it because it's something I already like.
I guess, would you recommend it? That's the question.
Oh, fuck yeah. I feel like in order to understand, like, you just have to. Like, it's only four movies. The series isn't that big to begin with. Just fucking do it.
I'm going to say to be determined. I got to see how this goes.
Okay.
But I, so far, yes. Like, that's my headspace right now is I would recommend it. Mm-hmm. So this is the third episode of Ava April. Next week, should everything go well, we will be dropping the second movie. Then we're taking a break for Three Piece May.
Bam, bam, bam.
Where we cover in One Piece all month on Piece by Piece. Ooh. And we get dubbed.
Bam.
And then we are going to get back to Ava. So we'll cover the last two movies in June-ish.
Oh, around my birthday. Wow.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Yeah, happy birthday, future me. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out at We Get Dubbed on Twitter, on Instagram. And,
Put it on your chest, bitch.
Bye, bye, damn, right there.
That sounded like shit just now.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Bye, bye.